Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Ballard's here. Jim is a longtime Brain Trust member, coming up on 18 years. He's been hanging out with us. He's the guy we turn to when we want to gain and maintain some balance in our lives. He is a consulting partner with the Ken Blanchard Companies, the author of What's the Rush? That's just one of the books. That's the first one that we helped him launch way back in the day. Also, Little Wave, Old Swell, Mind Like Water. That's one of my favorites, and so many others, including co-authoring all of the Whale Dunn books. And he's our good friend, Jim Ballard. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be with you.
Good to have you back, as always, Jim. So you got some thoughts on how we can find some balance in our lives. I used the word equilibrium when I was telling the audience you were coming. I used the word equilibrium. Is that a good word to use? I like that word.
I like it too, and I was glad to hear you use it. Yeah. Yeah, and there's another word that, you know, goes along with that I know you know, which is equanimity.
Mm-hmm.
And that means, you know, we have the highs and lows and surprises and all in our lives, but if we have equanimity, then we ride up and down, and we're innerly calm,
right.
Inwardly calm.
Right, yeah. shock absorbers, right? They don't they sort of take up the pressure of the road, right?
That's it, and you know that's what I would like to turn our listeners' attention to this morning.
All right, go ahead.
Well, you know most of us in life today our attention is outward. You know it has to be. But if you were in the East, this is a big difference between the East and the West. If we were to, you know, having this program, this conversation in, say, in India, which is now, you know, they have their own whole technology developing
right.
now.
Right.
If you took a walk in any village in any town over there, you would see all these temples and people going into and out of them. And they have a very much of a respect and a development of the inner life, mm-hmm. whereas we in the West are, you know, from the time we hit the floor from the bed, hit the ground running, we're looking out there. All our attention is outer, and mm-hmm. as a result, a lot of people would say that we tend to live less examined lives. We don't take time to look at our
self-analysis. Is not our strong suit here in the West, is it?
Yeah, that's it. We don't take time to look at our habits, what drives us, and our beliefs and our attitudes, and consequently, you know, our attention being out there, we don't have that balance between inner and outer, and that's what I want to talk about today.
It's important to point out. When you say balance, and I use the term equilibrium, what we're talking about is not one over the other, but equal pressure or equal contribution, maybe I should say, from both of them, right? Because some people could say that all that introspection in India leaves them with millions of people who are in poverty. And so where in the West, you know, we've got more progress if people... You know, people may or may not think that's a great thing. But my point is that to me, the goal is to have that balance that you talk about so much. Have an equilibrium, have an equal amount of inward and outward. Is that a good goal?
That's beautiful, Jim. And as you know, I often quote Yogananda, who came to this country and, you know, brought meditation back in the last century. But he, in his writings, used to say that the East needs to learn from the West, and the West also needs to learn from the East. And he was talking about that equilibrium that you're mentioning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's truth. I wanted to say there's truth in what someone has said, that we are not humans having a spiritual experience when we turn inward. We are really spirits having a human experience. That person was saying, you know, it looks like we're the body and the mind,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we think, you know. We look in the mirror and we say, that's me. But this, you know, in the East, and the sages would say, you're just looking at your package when you look in the mirror.
Well, I call it the protoplasm that drives our spirit around.
Oh, that's good. That's exactly right. So I wanted to also
here's
the advantages.
Here's a little bit of irony, though, Jim. Let me stick this in there. A little bit of irony is, in the West, where there's quite a bit of spirituality, right, there's a lot of all the religions are very, very heavily represented in the West. We're all of those religions are based on something spiritual, but yet we seem to maybe not be as spiritual as we're spiritual religiously, but maybe we're not spiritual anatomically, so to speak, or in our daily lives. You see what I mean?
That's right. So why would we want to do this? You know, people may be listening or saying, you know, this is interesting conversation, but what's in it for me? And I wanted to say that I wanted to talk about intuition because we value intuition in the West.
Mm-hmm.
And business leaders, you know, are saying that's one of the things you have to develop now. We're living just in time. We don't have time when making a decision to search out all the information and the history and the options. We just have to have instant knowing sometimes. And if ever an age called for it with the rush of living, this is it. And we're living just in time. So developing an intuition, we can tap into an inner knowing that is all-knowing. You know, if we're spiritual beings, we can tap into the part of us that connects us with everything that's out there, all the knowledge. And if we could be able to develop it, we would have not only, you know, the decision-making benefits of it.
Right.
And we would have the calmness and the peace of mind to make those decisions, too. We would actually have joy. Because these things are in us already, these things.
That's the word that I talk about on this show whenever I can, and I'm glad I don't do it enough, and I'm glad you brought it up, that little three-letter word, joy. We'll come back, folks. I'm going to let Jim talk some more about intuition. He's got some techniques that you and I can use maybe to gain some joy and to gain and maintain more balance in our lives. Jim Ballard, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest and our good friend. He and I will be right back. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.